James 1:22 reads, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." It's good advice for Christian living and following biblical financial principles. I am Rob West. Knowing God's word is essential, but it won't do you any good if you fail to follow its directions. If you're struggling with money, living paycheck to paycheck, maybe it's time to put God's financial principles into practice. I'll tell you how, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. So the first step in making financial changes is to take an honest look at yourself and how you're handling money. What's not right with the way you're doing it? Well, maybe you worry about the car breaking down and need expensive repairs, or you fear the phone ringing because it might be a bill collector, or you're dealing with the gas or electricity turned off for non-payment. Maybe you argue with your spouse about money, or you've stopped giving to your church because you're afraid you won't have enough. Those are all signs that something needs to change, and you shouldn't fear that change. It might be a little scary at first, but when times are bad, change is good. In this case, it will bring welcome relief from your worrying about money. Isaiah 43 tells us, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. I am doing a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." The next step is accepting that God's word contains everything you need to transform the way you handle money. Understanding and believing in biblical truth is essential. Hebrews 4:12 reads, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The next step is understanding that God owns it all. In Psalm 24:1, we find, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who live in it." When you fully embrace this principle, everything else can fall into place. You won't be consumed with thoughts about the way you're handling your money because it's not yours. Instead, you'll begin to think about managing God's money because you're simply His steward or manager of the resources He's temporarily entrusted to you. And as His steward, God will not abandon you to fend for yourself. He's always with you as He's promised to provide. Luke 12:24 reads, "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?" Once you realize that God will provide, Scripture becomes your guide for changing the way you think and act concerning money. If you've struggled with His financial principles before, now they'll be your guide. The Bible says a lot about spending, saving, investing, and getting out of debt, along with contentment and generosity. Everything you need to know so you can put them into practice. And that's the next step. For now, just pick one biblical financial principle for managing money. For example, saving. Proverbs 21:20 reads, "Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." Pray earnestly about it. Ask God for strength, discipline, and desire to carry it out. Or you could choose paying down debt or putting more in the collection plate on Sunday. Pick one and stick with it. Then when it's a part of your life, you can go on to the next. And the next. This is putting principles into practice. You do that with tools and structure, a budget, a will, a long-range financial plan, and so on. If you're not living on a budget or a spending plan, now's the perfect time to draw one up. It's difficult, if not impossible, to save or avoid going into debt without one. And there's no better tool for developing a budget than the FaithFi app. It uses the tried-and-true envelope budgeting system to plan and track all of your spending. You can download it wherever you get your apps. Just search for FaithFi, Faith and Finance. You know, most people will find it difficult to change by themselves. They need someone to encourage them and to hold them accountable. Designate someone to be your accountability partner as you strive to put God's financial principles into practice. This could be your spouse, a relative, or a friend. Set a weekly check-in. Do this and your chances of success will rise dramatically. Proverbs 11:14 tells us, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety." And Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. That's all you need to know to make big changes in your life and stop worrying about money, and I hope and pray you'll get started today. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. War is brutal. It can be unrelenting. And if you're not near the areas affected, it can be easy to forget. But these past days will be unforgettable for the men and women, boys and girls, caught in the crossfire along the Gaza Strip. The Apostle Paul was a man who knew much difficulty. He gave up his life in order to share Christ with Jews and Gentiles alike. He gives a brief but powerful summary of his ministry, 2 Corinthians 6, sorrowful yet always rejoicing. Let me encourage you to pray about our Christian brothers and sisters affected by war, that this may be their reality. Sorrowful due to the pain and devastation they see, rejoicing knowing their inheritance lies in heaven. Grow in your walk with Christ. Visit GetAnchored.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We'd love to hear from you today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We're taking your questions today on anything financial, that is living, giving, owing, or growing, whatever it might be. We want to help you process the practical decisions you're making each day through the lens of Scripture, applying a biblical worldview to our role as stewards of God's money. Our goal, faithfulness, obedience to God's word as we manage his money, holding it loosely, giving it generously, saving it appropriately. I would even say deploying it strategically. Let's do that together. So what's on your mind today? We've got some lines open. The number again, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's dive in. Let's begin in Georgia. Ruth, you'll be our first caller. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was just wondering, I listen to your show all the time, and it's great, by the way.
Thank you.
But I was wondering, my husband and I are both on Social Security. He's 77, I'm 67, and I've been paying for supplements for us, Social Security supplements, since we both went on Social Security. I pay around $275 a month combined, and yeah. All my friends tell me I'm crazy to pay that I need to get one of these Medicare Advantage plans. But I was raised that you don't get something for nothing. So I'm kind of leery of those. So yes. Can you tell me if they're legitimate, or are they worth it, or do I need to stay with my supplements?
Yeah. Well, they are legitimate, and I can understand why you are suspect on them, because it does seem like you're getting something for nothing. You still have to, of course, pay the $165 a month premium for Medicare Part B. But some Advantage plans, to your friend's points, don't charge you anything extra beyond your Part B. The reason is Medicare actually pays the Advantage plan companies enough to take on the risk of its policyholders. So Medicare is shifting the responsibility for the healthcare costs to the Advantage companies. Now, theoretically, that cost is more than your monthly premium, but it's actually less than if Medicare would have to pay if it was picking up the tab. And so that's why it makes sense for them to do that. Now, keep in mind, you've probably already paid tens of thousands of dollars into the Medicare system with your FICA taxes. So again, it's not really getting something for nothing, because you've been paying all along the way. But the Medicare Advantage plan, you know, is a great option. It's not something that is too good to be true, because in fact, Medicare is picking up the tab.
Okay, I have a friend who had one of those, and she said it was great up until she spent a week in the hospital, and then it came back to bite her. So is there anything that might come back to make me regret it? I mean, and do you have a recommendation of which one to go to?
Yeah, I don't. You're going to need to you just compare them. They all generally offer the same options, you know, in terms of coverage. You know, the big question that folks typically face when they're looking at this is, you know, whether they use the Advantage plan or a Medigap policy, so the supplement versus the Advantage. Are you generally, you know, pretty healthy at this point?
Yes, sir. We're both very, very healthy. He, I think, is getting the beginnings of dementia. His mother had it, but he's beginning that. But otherwise, we go to our doctor for regular checkups and have not been in the hospital. We've been married 28 years, and neither one of them have ever been in the hospital. So we're blessed to be healthy. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so, I mean, I think just depending upon your health situation, you could look at whether the, you know, the Medigap or the Medicare Advantage is going to be the better option. And it ultimately comes down to whether you want to get your main coverage from the federal government through the original Medicare, you know, perhaps supplemented with a private Medigap policy, or from a private insurer through Medicare Advantage. If you enroll in the Medicare Advantage, you can't use the Medigap policy to cover your out-of-pocket expenses. So you have to pay the deductibles, the co-pays, and the co-insurance yourself. Also, you need to understand, you know, with the Medicare Advantage, you typically need to use a provider network. So if you go to an out-of-network doctor, your Medicare Advantage plan may not cover the visit, or you'll pay a higher co-payment. And then they typically include prescription drug coverage and may cover some extra expenses. So I would say if you're happy with what you have now, I realize it's a little bit more expensive. I'd probably stay with you, you know, with what you've got, just to make sure that if you have, you know, additional expenses, you want more flexibility in terms of your doctors, you would have that flexibility with the supplement.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, sir. You have a blessed day.
All right. Absolutely. And you as well, Ruth. Thank you for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today and tackle whatever you're thinking about financially. You know, as we get into managing God's money, a lot of times folks will say, it's just so complicated. I mean, there's so many decisions to make, and we love to try to boil things down to make them more simple. That's why we talk about living, giving, owing, and growing. There's really only four things you can do with money. The money you live on, that's your lifestyle, your monthly expenses, the money you give away the money you owe for debt and for taxes and the money you grow. And I would say that starts with your short-term savings and ultimately moves into your long-term investments. And here's the thing. God's word speaks to each of them, and there are principles that we can apply. I would say the key idea, just to boil it down, is to live within your means. You've got to start there. And listen, I realize that's more difficult than ever now as we're getting squeezed from all sides with expenses of all kinds. Everything is more expensive these days. That 9% inflation we had last year, that didn't go away, even though we had 4% this year. It's cumulative. So that's on top of last year's 9%, which just means we're spending more than ever. So your ability to dive into and dial into your spending plan, trimming where necessary so you have some margin, that's the goal, some surplus at the end of the month, is essential. That's the key to every financial success. And by the way, our FaithFi app can help with that. You can check it out at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app. We can help you set up that spending plan and manage it on a monthly basis using the tried and true envelope system in a digital format. So live within your means. Second, avoid the use of debt. You know, we realize that debt is going to be a part of your life for most folks, at least, you know, during your working years, because trying to buy a house is difficult apart from it. Using it for a business is sometimes necessary, but we want to use it for productive purposes where the economic gain is more than the economic cost to borrow the funds. We certainly don't want to use it for lifestyle spending because it changes the relationship. There's nothing good in God's word about debt. And so we want to be free from that encumbrance so we can follow the leading of the Lord. So live within your means, avoid debt, set long-term goals, because the longer term your perspective, the better the financial decision you're going to be able to make today. Next is you want some margin or some liquidity. Your ability to have margin or surplus in your financial life is key to you being able to fund those longer-term goals. That's how we accomplish those. It's through the amount that's left over at the end of the month, which is why living within your means is so important. And then finally, and fifthly, let's give generously. That breaks the grip of money over our lives and allows you to experience the joy of participating with God's activity. Live within your means, avoid debt, set long-term goals, have some margin, and give generously. Hey, your questions are next. We'll be right back.
Interested in seminary but don't think it will work in this season in life? Wesley Biblical Seminary offers flexible options that allow you to take classes live, no matter where you are. At WBS, we don't just educate people, we develop trusted leaders for faithful churches. It's time for you to respond to the calling God has on your life. Take classes from an institution that you can trust for a calling that will not go away. Learn more about your opportunities at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
The loss of a child through an abortion affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming, but there is hope and healing in the aftermath. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Sandy Rios, AFA's Director of Governmental Affairs and the host of the podcast Sandy Rios 24/7. For 40 plus years, American Family Association has been fighting for biblical values in America. We've been here to shine the light of Christ into a dark world and to stand against the evil of the day. One vital way that you can join forces with us is through a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Before the break, we were talking to Ruth about Medicare Advantage versus Medigap. Let me just expand on that a little bit. Medicare Advantage is an all-in-one bundle. It's usually lower cost, and the nice thing is it includes the prescription drug and dental coverage. The Medigap is the add-on coverage. It works on top of your original Medicare benefits. The Medigap plans are usually more expensive than Medicare Advantage, but the lower cap on medical expenses can make them a good deal for those who need expensive Medicare or medical care, especially if you have a complicated situation. Maybe you want to be free to choose your doctor, require a specialist. That's going to give you the most flexibility with the Medigap. Otherwise, Medicare supplement, or excuse me, the Medicare Advantage may be a better option if you just need routine care. We generally recommend a Medicare Advantage plan for those who want low monthly bills, they want a unified coverage, and it includes the extras and are willing to pay, several thousand dollars for medical care if expensive treatment is needed. On the other hand, choosing the Medigap plan means higher monthly costs, but lower costs for the medical care and basically coverage for 99% of the country's doctors. So you really just have to decide what is the best option for you. Let's head to the phones. We've got two lines open today. And by the way, if the line is busy or not immediately answered, please be patient and keep calling. We'll do our best to get to every call we can today. 800-525-7000. Let's head to Louisiana and talk to Kelly. And Kelly, I understand you want to weigh in on this Medicare conversation. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to clarify, I'm in healthcare and in particular with geriatrics. And in our area of expertise, we really lean towards traditional Medicare. The reason for that is if a person is on Medicare Advantage and they need to go in for skilled nursing care or they need home health or swing bed in the hospital or to go inpatient rehab,
yes,
especially after a stroke or if they have Parkinson's or dementia, the Advantage plans do everything they can to kick you off quickly. They behave in a shady manner, not in that is good for the patient.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself with dementia or Parkinson's or Lewy body dementia, anything like that, a stroke, you may want to consider getting back on traditional Medicare for your primary because therapy and rehabilitation is lengthy and it's necessary, and they just do not want to cover it.
Yeah, and so you'd advocate for the traditional Medicare plus the Medigap supplement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in that situation, absolutely, especially the traditional Medicare, because in home health and inpatient rehab and like swing bed in the hospital, which is basically inpatient rehab, acute, they want you out and they're going to take anything they can from the documentation. If the prior level of care is, the prior level of function is not documented correctly by a nurse or a doctor or a therapist, they're like, nope, you're there.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that. And I think especially for our previous caller, given that she believes her husband has an onset of dementia, you know, that's the kind of skilled care that you're looking for that can be lengthy. And I think that's where the Medigap policy, again, has the it has that lower cap on medical expenses. So if you need that expensive care, you've got it. You've got the flexibility on choosing your own doctors. And ultimately, even though you have the higher monthly costs, you'll have the lower overall costs for medical care. Thank you for that, Kelly. Mary, it sounds like you have a similar comment in Kansas. Go ahead.
Yes, I called to support the lady or to caution the lady that called about the Advantage plans. And I just concur with your previous caller from Louisiana. Exactly. I'm from a small area. I have worked with in case management as a nurse with people in our area, people that have been on, somehow got on Advantage plans, and it was terrible to get off. They couldn't do the payments that are required by them, and consequently were unable to get medical care for a period of time in their community because doctors didn't want to give free care. So I just would caution her to really call and talk to someone to know exactly what she would be getting into, and anybody that's considering an Advantage plan. The main thing for me is not being able to pick the doctor often that you really want. You could have been seeing a doctor for, a heart problem and have a cardiologist that you really appreciate, and if they're not in the loop, then you would, if you get on an Advantage plan, you would have to change doctors. And yeah. I just caution people to be very careful about that.
Yeah, that's great counsel there. I mean, the good news is you are always able to switch to the Medigap. Whether or not it's a good idea, again, depends on the regulations of your state, your situation. I think that's great counsel, Mary, and obviously comes from personal experience. Thanks for being on the program today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open today. We'd love to continue this conversation or whatever is on your mind financially. Let's tackle it together. Again, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. To Louisiana, Randy, go ahead.
Good morning. I have a question about Medicare and workers' comp. I'm on workers' comp, and I'm getting conflicting stories about whether I need to do Medicare or not because I've got employer-sponsored insurance.
Yeah. Well, when you have insurance through an employer, you can choose to delay signing up for both parts of Medicare until after you leave the job that provides that health insurance. When that happens, you have up to 8 months to enroll in Medicare Part B, or else you'll end up with permanent late enrollment penalties. Whether or not workers' comp affects that directly, I wouldn't be able to give you a definitive on that, but you do have the coverage, which generally allows you to delay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program. God's blessings to you all.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet?
You need to do that today because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
It's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got some lines open today, 800-525-7000. You can call right now with your financial questions on any topic. We'll see if we can tackle them with you, and we'll get to as many calls as we can. Again, 800-525-7000. You know, before we do that, let's talk about how we address anxiety and fear, especially related to finances and economic uncertainty. You know, the late Larry Burkett would often say, our anxieties usually are not related to the lack of things, but the loss of things. And he would go on to explain that one of Satan's favorite tools to discourage Christians is the question, what if? You know, what if questions lead right down that road to fear, and maybe you've found yourself asking that question lately. What if the economy gets worse and I can't pay my bills? What if I don't have enough money for retirement? What if I lose my job or I have a medical emergency and our insurance just isn't enough? Well, you know, the antidote to fear when anxiety takes over, we can turn to God's word for encouragement. And let me do that for just a moment, and then we'll head back to the phones. Again, we've got some lines open, 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today. Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You see, folks, when financial worries seem overwhelming, it helps to remember that we don't ever have to be afraid. We can endure troubles with confidence that God is good. Isaiah 41:13, listen to these words from Isaiah. I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says, do not fear, I will help you. You see, God is in control of all the details, and he will provide what we need at just the right time. Two more verses to encourage you today. Here's Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? You see, the enemy wants us to worry about what we might lose, but in Christ, we gain so much more, including peace, no matter what. And then finally, let me leave you with this passage, 1 Timothy 1:7. Here's what it reads. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, in Christ, we can steer clear of the what-if mentality and trust God for the future. Folks, economic uncertainty is certain. And yet, we can demonstrate to the world that we trust the Lord, and we can continue to give, even in uncertain times, because we know he is our provider. I hope that's an encouragement to you today as you think about managing God's money faithfully, even in the midst of challenging times. All right, let's take some more phone calls. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. To TL in New Mexico. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
I was calling about a difference between a C-Corp and an LLC.
Yeah. So let's just define them. You know, an LLC is what's called a, that stands for limited liability company. And so that's going to protect an owner from personal responsibility for its debts and liabilities. It combines the characteristics of a corporation with those of a partnership or a sole proprietorship. So while the limited liability feature is similar to that of a corporation, the availability of the flow-through taxation to the members of the LLC, meaning it comes right into your personal return, is the feature of a partnership rather than, you know, an LLC. So the pros, well, as the name implies, it does limit your personal liability. It allows for that pass-through taxation at the individuals, meaning you, at the lower tax rate, and it can be treated as a partnership. The downside is that depending on state law, the LLC may have to be dissolved upon the death or bankruptcy of a member, whereas a corporation can exist into perpetuity. It also may not be suitable if the owner intends to launch a publicly traded company, although that's going to be only for a major company. You're not even going to consider that as a small business. So that's why an LLC can be really a great option for a lot of folks, especially just getting started. The C Corp is where the owners or the shareholders are taxed separately from the company. It's the most common type of corporation in the U.S., but it's subject to the corporate income taxation, which is the downside, especially if you're, you know, you're just getting started. You're not going to have this passing through to your personal finances. So C Corps can pay corporate taxes on the earnings before distributing their profits to the shareholders in the form of dividends if they choose to do so. And then the individual shareholders are then subject to personal income taxes on the dividends they receive. This brings us, though, to this double taxation, which is the unfavorable outcome. But the ability to reinvest earnings after taxes in the company's projects at that lower corporate tax rate could be an advantage. So the pros, again, limited liability for the shareholders and officers. You can raise capital by issuing shares of stock. The downside is you got a lot more filing requirements. You've got to reach certain thresholds. You got to file with the SEC. There's a lot more in the way of regulation. You can't deduct as a shareholder the losses, and the business profits are double taxed as dividends are issued unless they're reinvested in the company. So I know there's a lot there, and that's why it usually does require or warrants the input from either an attorney or a CPA or both to help you decide what's best for you. For a typical small business just getting started, I would say there's a lot more pros to the LLC because you can, you know, you get the more favorable tax treatment, you've got the limited liability, and you don't have all the extra filing and expenses of a C Corp. Does that make sense, though, TL? Is that helpful?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You hit the nail right on the head. I believe I'll go with an LLC.
All right. Hey, tell me what you're doing. What's the business?
Well, I've been in construction all my life. In the last 20 so years, I've been working for myself. Most of 90% of everything I've received was cash. And so I didn't pay taxes, and so I finally got legit last year. I got a bookkeeper because I did get some 1099s, and so I went ahead and got legal and filed, and by golly, you know, I thought I was going to go to jail, but I ended up having to pay like $1,100, and I even got my stimulus checks from 21, 22.
Well, that's great. So, listen, I'm delighted to hear that. Go ahead.
Get legit. It was a sign to get legit and get right.
Yeah,
pay my taxes, pay my dues.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure that feels really good to have that above board and on track. You're in compliance with the law, and now you're free to go start this new company. The key is don't let that happen again. Let's learn from it. Get a bookkeeper in there. I think one of the keys, TL, as you get going here is to have that bookkeeper really help you set up your books in a way that allows you to keep your personal finances separate from the business. and then pay yourself a salary when that time comes. You can also, you know, take distributions from the company that aren't subject to the FICA taxes, but you want to really keep all those books separate so that, you know, the IRS, if they were to ever come back and question, you know, any business expenses, you're able to clearly define what's part of the business, what's for you personally, and you keep everything in order. That's also going to help with your tax preparation each year, so you can give your bookkeeper everything he or she needs to file that appropriately so you can stay in compliance. Well, listen, that's great, TL. All the best to you, my friend. I hope that business goes great. Thanks for being on the program today. Hey, folks, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, Judy's been waiting patiently. She wants to talk about signing up for Medicare when she separates from employment. Plus, your questions. We've got some lines open. 800-525-7000. Call right now. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
When we're doing God's work God's way, we can expect opposition from His enemies. We may even encounter corruption among His people. See how Nehemiah dealt with threats and temptations as he persevered in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem with prayerful dependence and action. Listen this week to Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekday mornings at 11:30 Central on AFR and online at afr.net.
Target is in the bullseye because of its transgender bathroom policy.
A petition by the American Family Association to boycott Target now surpassing 1 million signatures and counting.
People have their own beliefs and stuff, but what could it hurt? What could it hurt? What could it hurt?
It hurts our daughters.
It hurts you.
It hurts our families.
It hurts me.
It hurts all of us.
Sign the petition to boycott Target at afa.net.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
So glad you're with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, at AFR, it's all about applying a biblical worldview to every facet of your lives. That includes this area of money management. Not to enrich ourselves, although there's nothing wrong with money. It's a gift from the Lord that we're to enjoy and use to provide for our families. But it's when it becomes an idol, and we may not think about it as an idol. That is not something that's a part of our just normal everyday thinking. And yet anything that replaces God as the object of our affection and worship and our practices are often a way to identify that is an idol. And when money takes that place that it was never intended to, well, that's when we get into trouble. That's why we see in God's word the love of money is the root of all evil. And so we just need to be on our guard, making sure that money is in its proper place, a tool to be used for good, to bless others and provide for ourselves and to give generously. We want to help you refocus and reframe your thinking around money each day on this program in light of God's word and answer your practical financial questions. So what are you thinking about today? We've got some lines open. You can call right now. We'll get to as many calls as we can between now and the end of the program. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Let's go to Indiana. Hi, Judy. Go ahead.
All righty. I just turned 65 last month. I'm still working. I've got insurance I'm taking into my retirement whenever that will be. Yeah. And somebody told me, oh, you got to sign up for Medicare. You're 65 now. And I says, why? I've got a job. I've got insurance. I'm going to take it into retirement. Why do I have to sign up for something I don't want nor need?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't. So if you're insured through an employer, You can choose to delay signing up for both parts of Medicare until after you leave the job that provides health insurance. When that happens, when you separate from that company, then you have up to 8 months to enroll in Medicare Part B, or else you'll end up with some permanent late enrollment penalties, and you can contact your local Medicare office for more details. Now, some folks will have a retiree health plan, but those are typically designed to supplement Medicare, not replace them. So when you do ultimately transition into retirement, if you were to have a health plan that continues on, you know, you're typically still going to want to sign up for Medicare when you're first eligible, so that you don't ever have those, you know, permanent penalties by not doing so in the right time frame if you ever decided you needed Medicare. And so you'll want to check with your HR department to determine how your retiree health benefits coordinate with Medicare. But you're exactly right. As long as you're employed and you're covered, you have the ability to delay signing up. And in fact, you'll have 8 months from the time you separate from employment.
Okay. Well, good. I can rest a little bit easier. I don't like the government having their thumb on you.
No, I can understand that. How long do you plan on continue working?
I don't know, at least 3-4 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Love my job, so
yeah,
I'm healthy. So, yeah, I'll just keep working. And I can give more when I'm working, because I'll make more while I'm working than I will when I'm retired.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, here's the reality. I mean, God created us to be workers, to be productive. You know, Adam and Eve, their first assignment was to tend to the garden and name the animals, you know. And so we were created in the image of God. He's a worker. You know, we see that on display in creation. And so this idea that we would continue to be, you know, workers, productive, using that as a platform for ministry to bless others, it's obviously something you've enjoyed, which means that it aligns with your skills and passions. I mean, I love that. Now, if at some point you move away from paid work because God redirects you to something else, great. But that doesn't mean, you know, our calling expires. It just means we're transitioning to the next assignment. So I think you've got the right attitude and approach to this, Judy, and the data will say that you'll stay a lot healthier by continuing to be active. So I hope that helps you today. Thanks for being on the program. We appreciate you checking in with us. May the Lord bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You know, as we think about retirement, often we can get caught up in the world's definition of retirement and have, I think, a fundamentally flawed approach to this season of life, which is really an amazing time to redirect our energy as the Lord leads to really those areas that, you know, we have the ability to bring the most wisdom and experience to, perhaps not being required to even earn an income because we've saved diligently. And so we've got, you know, the ability to volunteer more, maybe, you know, work for a ministry. But we need to really be careful, I think, to make sure that we're following a biblical model in this season of life. Because, you know, here's the reality. Again, as I said, in Colossians 3:23-24, we see the key to successful work. And again, this should continue throughout the whole of our lives. We see in Colossians 3, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It's the Lord Christ you are serving. So as we're working for an audience of one. We're not performing for anyone else. And when we go into it with that attitude, to be honest, to be helpful, knowing that Christ is our boss, we can afford to help our coworkers, even if they're competing against you. We want to be ready when someone asks you about your attitude that's positive. Be prepared to tell them about the hope that you have in Jesus. After all, your most important work is showing lost people the way to God. So I think, you know, you've got an incredible opportunity wherever God has planted you right now. And we'd love for you to take full advantage of that as unto the Lord. All right, let's round out the program today with some phone calls back to Kansas. Carol, how can we help you? Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I am calling to weigh in on the Medicare discussion that was held previously.
Yeah, Medigap or Medicare Advantage. What say you?
Well, through personal experience, I was placed on Medicare due to disability.
Yes, ma'am.
And I tried to get a supplement plan to go along with the original Medicare.
Yeah.
But they turned me down because of my pre-existing condition.
Yes.
So my advice would be to, when you do sign up for Medicare, to go ahead and get the Medigap or the supplement plan. Because
yes.
They do have the right to turn you down.
Yes. Yeah. So you can be denied coverage based on a pre-existing condition, or you could have a pre-existing condition exclusion period. And so you just, you need to be aware of that, because you could be medically disqualified, which is why, to your point, you're saying, go ahead and get, the traditional Medicare, and then get the Medigap policy as opposed to the Advantage plan. So, yeah, thank you for that. That's great counsel. And I think, again, for those who are just joining us today, the early part of the program, we were talking about Medigap versus Medicare Advantage. And I think the key to understand is that, the Medigap is going to have higher monthly costs, but ultimately lower costs for medical care if you're going to need more skilled or expensive care. So, certain conditions will be warranted, and there's ultimately a lower cap on the medical expenses that can really make the Medigap a good deal for those who need expensive care. The other big one that a lot of folks just really dial into is that, you've got basically unlimited coverage where you don't with the Advantage. So under the Medigap, you're going to be able to get coverage from about 99% of the country's doctors, which just gives you, a lot of flexibility in terms of choosing those plans and making sure that it's something that that fits well for you. The Advantage plan is that all-in-one bundle. It is usually lower cost. And so some folks, especially if they're, struggling to make ends meet in this season of life, because it's simple, it includes the prescription drug, it includes the dental, and because it's lower cost, it's usually the default for a lot of folks. But I think you just need to give this some careful attention and realize that often that additional cost, the traditional Medicare with the Medigap on top of it, is going to make sense. Even though it's more out of pocket, you're ultimately going to spend less and then be free to choose a doctor or a specialist, if your situation requires it. So that Medicare Advantage is definitely going to have a more restrictive provider network. So I think you just need to go into this well-planned and really be thoughtful about what is the best approach for you. Folks, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about Medicare. We've talked about company setting up a new company structure as you're starting a small business. We talked about some principles to apply as we live according to God's word in this area of our financial lives. And I think the key here, as we close out the program today and just kind of sum all of this up, is to recognize, listen, we're all making decisions every day, and those can be challenging, which is why we need wise counsel, which is why, we love that you're listening to this program. We love that you call in and share your ideas. We had a lot of people calling today saying, yeah, let me tell you my experience. So that's helpful. A couple of ways to get further counsel if you want some more ideas. Number one would be head to our website, faithfi.com, or download the FaithFi app, and you can jump into the FaithFi community. And that's where stewards like you are posting questions every day, wanting to get counsel from others on the journey. You can jump in there, create a free account, and post away, and you'll get a lot of other people weighing in on your situation. Again, faithfi.com. The other is, if you need a certified Kingdom advisor, if you need a professional for financial planning, wealth management, tax and accounting, insurance, or legal services, just head to our website, faithfi.com, and you can click the button that says Find a CKA. That stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. Hey, if you'd like to support our work, you can head to faithfi.com and click Give. As a listener-supported ministry, we would certainly be grateful. Hey, on behalf of my team today, Devin Patrick, Robert Youngblood, and Jim Henry, I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day and come back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.